God's people. Let's turn in His Word to Genesis and chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 46. And Genesis 27. Genesis 27 will begin in verse 1. These are the words of the living and true God. So let's give our attention to them. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau his older son and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. And you shall take it to your father that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids on the goats, on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game that your soul may please, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, so he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father, and said to his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, Who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, Bless me also, O my father. But he said, Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Indeed, I have made him your master. And all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Those are God's words. There's a lot in this chapter. We'll just look at one of the main points. And we hear, remember in the last chapter, they looked at Isaac and Abimelech. Well, this chapter comes back to the struggle between Jacob and Esau. And this account is summed up in Hebrews 12 when it says, Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. That's God's word. That's God's word that interprets what we have read in this chapter. That Esau found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. That he rejected. He sold his birthright. He rejected the blessing. That's what God says. No matter what many pastors might say about this chapter itself, Hebrews tells us very clearly. And so we find the purpose of Isaac was in this passage to bless Esau, and then Rebekah's plan that so that Jacob would be blessed. And through verse 29, Jacob receives the blessing, and then we find Esau, who rejected his blessing, resented not receiving the blessing from his father, trying to get his father to go back on his word and his vow, his promise, his blessing to Jacob. And from this, just as the Lord promised, there would be enmity between these two brothers. And so here it is, shown all the more. And so here we have in this chapter a warning to us all in the church, to claim the birthright of Jesus Christ. It is offered, it is promised at your baptism, And it is as you gather with the church every Lord's Day and worship Him, you're being called continually to claim that birthright. So do not here reject it for the pleasures of the world. That's what Esau did. He wanted the food more than the birthright. And that led to him receiving the curses instead of the blessings. And so that's the warning to you. Do not reject the birthright for the pleasures of the world. Cling to Christ. Call upon Christ. Do not forsake Him or reject Him for the things of the world. Turn from your sins to Christ Jesus today. That's the calling of this chapter. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray and ask for your help. For there are many amongst us this morning who have rejected you, have not turned to you and profess faith to you. And so, Father, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask that each one, especially of the children who are here, that they would not reject their birthright. That they would not reject the promises made to them. If they would believe by faith the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, call them to yourself. Send your Holy Spirit and change their wills that they would love you as you have loved us and given your Son for us. We pray that they would realize the truth of the gospel and they would believe it unto salvation. And Father, as we ask today, we pray for the church throughout the world as we meet together, that we would hear the gospel, that we would hear of how Jesus died on the cross for our sins, making that perfect, satisfactory, substitutionary atonement there on Calvary on the cursed tree, where He was cursed so that we might be blessed, even though He was deserving of all the blessings. And He still is. But He received the curses that we might be blessed for all who believe in Him. And Father, we ask that You would keep us as the church from turning to false doctrine and false teaching. That You would keep us and our children and make us one in Christ. Union and union with Him forever and ever. We are thankful for Your Holy Spirit who You have sent into our hearts, the many of us, and pray that it would be all of us. And that we will have to strengthen us and guide us throughout all eternity. And Father, we praise You that we have been able to gather this morning. Many who have been sick, that You are healing their bodies. We praise You for those because it is in Your providence. We praise You for those who have the virus. We think of Dave's mother Libby and Dina's parents and many others perhaps that we know. Father, we do praise You for this. We praise You for the trial that these saints go through. We praise You for the struggle and their body, to show that this body is frail and will come to nothing. And remind us of the new glorified bodies that we will have in glory, that You will provide to us. Father, we're thankful for these saints and ask that You would heal them, if it be Your will, and at the right time. As well as we pray for all those others who may not be feeling well this morning, who are not with us. We ask that You would heal them and strengthen their bodies. And Father, we ask that You would care for us and protect us and give us the strength, immunities, and all these things to not become sick, if it be Your will. And we in all these things trust Your plan. We have our own plans, but You establish our steps. And we trust it. And even as we'll hear this morning of how You have decreed our lives and decreed our deaths. And so we pray that you would help us to trust your plan and your decrees. Our Father, we do ask for your help. Help with those churches that are seeking a minister to be their pastor, and those who have been called and will be installed, Lord willing, shortly. Father, we pray for them all. So Columbia and Denison and the Oklahoma City and Houston and San Antonio and any other works that you may be working, Father, we pray that you would build up your church and continue the spread of the gospel to all nations, that the fullness of the Gentiles would come in. And as you promised, the fullness of the Jews would come in. And all for your glory, to show forth how magnificent your plan is and how powerful you are to bring those who hate you and reject you, and you will bring them to yourself. And you will cause every knee to bow to Jesus Christ, your Son, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, we pray for our souls that you would sanctify us. We plead that you would forgive us of our sins. As we come confessing our sins, we've broken all your commandments. All your commandments summed up in those two great commandments: to love you, the Lord God, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We've broken that. And to love our neighbor as ourselves. We've broken that. And Father, we ask that you would turn us from our ways to your ways, to be holy as your Son is holy, and righteous as he is righteous. And we know that you do forgive us of our sins only in Christ your Son. And so we come by him and through his name and through his sacrifice and resurrection. And we plead that you would receive us for his sake, in which we know, as your word promises, you do. And so we give you the praise for this. And we ask for your help as we continue worshiping you now, asking for your favor, your grace, but also your mercy. For even in the time to come, this day and this hour, we will sin against you. And so, Father, forgive us even in this time, and be merciful to us as we are before your holy throne. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.